I don't even hear anything.
I don't hear nothing either.
What in the world is going on? Wow. In the world is going on.
Try to, I was going to tell you, but that's going to throw me off the thing, too. I'm going to tell you, hang up and call back in.
But it's not going to let me do that.
Why not?
If I hang up, I can call back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and call back in.
You're going to have to close out your switchboard, though.
Oh, okay. Close that out. Okay. All right. I'm going to call back in.
Okay. Me too.
Goodbye. Miss Kane?
I'm here, darling. We on.
You hear something?
I hear you. We on. It's running.
Oh, Lord. Let me... I don't hear anything.
I hear something.
You hear the song playing?
Here, darling. We on.
You hear something?
I hear you. We on. It's running.
See?
Oh, I'm sorry, but the song isn't playing.
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? I'm just, this is, let me see something. I can't, this is crazy.
I'm telling you, we screaming live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we won't be hearing no music tonight because I can't play any music. Good evening, everybody. Sorry about the delay. This is Delicious Talk. Blog Talk is having some difficulties, and we're going to try to get through this. I hope everybody's having a nice evening, a nice weekend ahead. Tonight's topic is the pros and cons of the Internet, and I have my special co-host, Miss Kane, on the line with us. And we're going to get right into it because I don't know how this show is going to go because I'm kind of disappointed. But anyway, the Internet, as I stated, can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing, depending on whose hands it's in and how it's being used. And lately I've been seeing a lot of things on the Internet where children are being lured off of the Internet and getting, and one incident was a 12-year-old girl who was lured off the Internet by this, I think it was a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old, and they raped her and they videotaped it. Now, my thing is, a 12-year-old, I think she was on Facebook. I don't really think that children should be in these communities where adults are, because any adult can say that they're your age, or you know, they're somebody who want to meet you and go out and have fun and all this kind of stuff. Then when you meet up with them, it's a whole different story. Now, I don't know how they coaxed this little girl out, or you know, just what was going on in their conversation or anything like that, but that's one of the incidents that I read on the Internet that happened to a 12-year-old girl. Another incident, I'm quite sure everybody's have heard of the Craigslist killer. That's another Internet site where you can go on, you can sell cars and all kind of different things in that community. And they also had, they had a dating line on there, but I think they took it off since the Craigslist killer, you know, did his thing on there. But, you know, you never know who you're going to come in contact with on the Internet. You know, people, they put up their status, they can say they're this, they're that, but when you meet them, it's a whole different story. So, you know, you have to be careful and you have to protect your children as well. And when your children are on those communities, you need to have their passcode, their username, and you need to be checking behind them who they're chatting with, what's going on, what kind of messages are they sending out, what kind of messages are they receiving, because that's your business. And your children cannot tell you that, you know, it's my business what goes on in these communities, because it's not. You know, they get on there and they get all confused up. And next thing you know, you're looking for your daughter or your son, and some pervert has them holding them hostage, you know, doing all kind of perverted things to them, and, you know, even killing them. So you have to be very, very careful of the Internet, especially, you know, where children are involved. What do you have to say about that, Ms. Kate, as far as the children are concerned on the Internet?
Well, I got a 13-year-old, as you know, and honey, I got to smoke me a poke because you know I get in detail.
Mhm.
And she cannot have no Facebook page, MySpace, none of that crap. Because, like I told her, I said, let me tell you something. Your little mind ain't even equipped to deal with some of the stuff that goes on the Internet. And she probably knows a little bit more than I give her credit for, because I told her, if I find out you got a Facebook or a MySpace, I'm gonna let her have a little Facebook, but I'm going to be monitoring it. I'm going to set up the email.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the password. And she will not go on that until she is in my presence. She won't have no password to it. I keep that. And that's
right.
Only for the parents that, you know, want to allow your kids to have something. But like I told her, MySpace, oh, to the hell no. You not having none of that. I'm not having it. And that's what's wrong with parents. You know what I'm saying? These little kids out here, I want my privacy. Because I seen some stuff on Lifetime. Shout out to Lifetime because you know I'm always shouting them out. But that's what happened with this little girl on there. You know what I'm saying? Wanting to keep her, wanting to have her mother not be up in her business and all this stuff. And the story did not revolve around the Internet, but it was just things that she had witnessed a murder. And for some reason, she had an attitude like none other towards her mother, who was doing all she could for her. You know what I'm saying? So she just copped the attitude. But I think with this internet stuff, the internet is not all bad. You just got to know how to handle it.
Right. Because some people take the advantage of, like, these perverts. They get on there and, you know, befriend these children and, you know, offer them different things and take them shopping or, you know, whatever it is that they, you know, how they lure them out. Then once they get them out and these kids see that this is not the person I've been, you know, communicating with on the internet, and then it's too late, you know. And, it, you know, then that Craigslist killer guy, now he was really a psycho. He was really
well,
a psycho.
Well, see, what you didn't mention was, see, the part on Craigslist was that was for escorts and stuff like that, a dating service. That was not like.
Right, they had the dating service.
Yeah, it wasn't that, okay, we get on here, I got set up a profile, you meet me, I meet you. No, he was picking these women, you know what I'm saying, to go and rob them.
Rob and rape them, then kill them. Because, see, some people don't have good intentions from the start, you know. And the bad part about that, this guy was engaged to be married, and he was in college. You know, he seemed like the ordinary boy next door. But he just had a dark, sinister side. And, you know, you just can't trust everybody that you meet off the internet. Now, I have met people off the internet, and I have met a few crazies off the internet, as well as some, you know, some really good people off the internet, you know, because there's really nothing wrong with that, but you just have to be selective, and you have to, you know, check out these red flags when they go up. If somebody's telling you that, yeah, because I used to beat on my father, I used to beat on my mother, well, you know what, you ain't going to be beating on me, because this conversation is ended, and that's it. You know, because sometimes when red flags go up, we ignore them, and then later on we're saying, if only I had to listen. But, you know, I'm being a little bit so precautious now in my life because of the simple fact there's so many different things going on that you have to, you know, you have to listen to your inner voice. When those red flags go up, it's best that you listen to them. I'm telling you, because sometimes it could save your life. You know, and I know those women who he targeted, I'm quite sure they, you know, he charmed them. You know, we're going to go out to dinner, you know, probably took them out to dinner and wined and dined them and took them back to the hotel or whatever and then, you know, just did his thing.
Well, he was meeting them at the hotel.
And that's something else. When I met people off the internet, I made sure that I met them in a, you know, maybe like in McDonald's or Popeyes or, you know, in a place where other people were at. Yeah, in a public surrounding. Because you don't meet nobody in your house or in a hotel room. You know, you're supposed to meet them in an open surrounding. You know, because that way, if something should go down, at least, you know, somebody could come to your aid or, you know, they may not think to do anything to you in a public setting. You know, but, you know, you just have to be very cautious. And you know, kids today, they just basically are just so taken advantage of. I know of a little girl. I think she's 16. This girl has pictures of herself on the internet, such provocative pictures, until it's not even funny. Some pervert or whatever be looking at those pictures and will send her an email or whatever, and they start communicating. The next thing you know, you be picking up the paper reading about where somebody done killed her. You know, that's why I'm saying these parents need to monitor these children, especially these young girls. 16, I think the best time for somebody to be on Facebook or MySpace, maybe 17, 18. You know, because that way your judgment is a little bit better. But, you know, 16, 15, 14 and all that, no, I really don't. Because if they were, trust and believe, I would have their password. And every time they was on there, I'd be sitting right there watching everything that goes on.
I'm trying to tell
Mm-hmm. And you know, checking their friends out, because that's a lot when these bullies be on the internet. You know, bullying somebody on the internet. Where's your mother? Where's your father when these people are bullying you to the point where you're killing yourself? You know, all over the internet. And then they had a thing on where the girls had beat up this little girl because she had put something on MySpace saying something about a girl. So they called over to the house and they beat that girl really bad. Really bad. You know, and all that could have been avoided if her mom was monitoring her or didn't let her be on a community like that. You know, being on the internet. Now, it's okay to be on the internet if you're trying to do your homework or if you're, you know, you need to look up something. You know, I'm just speaking basically of the, you know, the teenagers, you know, to be on there. But to be on there in those communities, no. They're dangerous. They're really dangerous. Yeah, and even for adults. Now, they have the sites where you can, you know, you meet somebody on Black Planet or what's the other one? Black People Meet. All these, you know, they have all these different sites where you can meet people. And they even, sometimes even on them, because I was on one, I think, I can't remember what site it was, but this guy had, you know, he was sending me emails, you know, and I'm, you know, keeping in contact with him because he seemed like a nice person, you know, asked me how I was doing, this and that. So we basically was, you know, chatting on the IM for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So then he asked me for my address. So I said, well, what do you want my address? And I think he, well, this particular time, he said he lived in Pennsylvania or something like that. He said because he wanted to send me something. So I'm thinking, what do he want to send me, you know? But then I said, well, okay, I guess it can't be no harm if he want to send me something or whatever. Come to find out, this guy sent me, I came home one day and a great big giant box was on my porch. This box had every kind of Hershey chocolate in it that you could imagine. Full of chocolate, can't chocolate kisses, chocolate bars, chocolate this, chocolate that, dark chocolate, white chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. I mean, it was a huge box. I was giving it away for days.
Mm.
And, yeah. And so then, you know, I, you know, when we got back on, I said, oh, thank you. I really do appreciate that, you know. And then eventually we, you know, was talking and talking. Then he was showing me pictures of his, he said he had this Mercedes. He sent me a picture of that. He sent me his picture, this and that, you know. So I said, oh, okay, that's really nice, you know. So then he sends me an IM. He said, well, I got to go home. He said he was from Nigeria. He said, I have to go home because my mother's sick. I said, okay, well, how long are you going to be home? He said, maybe a couple of weeks or whatever, you know, something like that. So I said, okay, we'll keep in touch. So he would, you know, IM me, all this and that. Then eventually when he said he was having a house built over there and this and that, and his son was with his mother and this and that. So then he told me that his mother was in the hospital, but then she had came home. So I said, well, how is she doing? He tells me that he didn't know how she was doing because the doctor was coming every day giving her shots. I said, giving her shots? What kind of shots? So he said he didn't know. I said, you mean to tell me that you let a doctor come in your house and shoot, give your mother shots and you don't even know what they are? He said, well, I'm not concerned or something. But, you know, then the whole thing started falling apart. To make a long story short, this guy, he never was in the States. He had lied and said that this would have happened. He sent me an IM. He said that he had gotten robbed. They took his passport, all his money, this and that. So I said, well, how are you going to get back, you know, to the States? He asked me if I could send him money. I said, no, I can't, darling. I cannot do that. So then he had asked me if he sent me a money order, could I cash it? So I said, I'm thinking, why is he sending a money order to me, the cash? Then he said something about over in his country, the economy's low and this and that, you know, telling me all these different things. And I'm eating it up because I didn't know, you know, what went on in his country. So to make a long story short, this guy had, he probably works in a boiler room over there or something, but he had went into this man's checking account because he said, well, I'm going to send you a check. And I want you to cash that and then send me the money and I can come back to the States. So I said, okay. He said, well, send me a check for $2,000. I said, okay. Lo and behold, a check came for $2,000, but his name was not on it. So I'm just looking at this check. I said, who in the world is this person sending me a check? So I didn't, you know, I put the check aside. Hi. He kept saying, did you get the check? Did you get the check? Did you get the check? I said, no. So then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. I said, what? I said, I got a check from, and I read the name off to him. So he said, yeah, that's the check. I said, why is his name on this check? And the check is supposed to be coming from you. He made up this long story about he did some work for the guy, this and that. So I said, well, I need to speak to the guy before I cash this check. Then he's going to tell me the guy was out of the country. So I said, well, tell him to send me an email. This guy made up a phony email account and said, and then I knew that it was something wrong because them Africans, how they spell words were all misspelled in it. So I said, this is a scam. So the name that was on the check, I got the man's phone number, called the information. He lived in, I think the check was from Pennsylvania or something like that. And I called the man and I told him that I had a check that came from him with his name on it. So he said someone had been in his account and was taking money out. So I said, well, I have the check here and I can send it to you. And if you like, you know, the person who sent this check to me, I can, you know, give you his email address and all this and that. Needless to say, this guy never followed up with anything because he never called me back or anything to say anything about anything. But then when I had confronted this guy about it, he gonna tell me that I said, well, tell the guy to call me because I really was trying to trap him because he didn't know I had talked with the guy. So the next day, this African calls me, and this guy was white. Hello, may I speak to Gator Johnson? I said, who is this? I said, you know what? You have to call me at another time because I'm busy. I'm driving. He never called back, so I knew that that was a lie. So anyway, you know, just to say that there's schemers and scammers all on the Internet, and those ones over in Nigeria are famous for sending these emails to your address talking about your an inheritance of theirs and somebody's sick and they want you to get this money and all that crazy stuff. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it because they don't even know my name. And I'm just saying... And sometimes I would send them emails back, please don't keep sending me these emails because I already know that it's a scam and leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, it's something. The Internet is really something. Have you had any horror stories like that, Miss Kane?
not really because, thank by God's grace, you know, everybody, and I've met a few dudes off of the Internet or whatever, but I don't know. I've just kind of been kind of comfortable. I didn't have an experience, but my godmother had one, and I'm going to make this story real short. She met this guy, once again, from Nigeria, and it was already red flags from the first time, you know what I'm saying, she told me anything about him. And he claimed he had a son that was studying to be a priest over in Rome and all this old crap. Okay, then he sent a damn check where he's supposed to have been making $55,000, and on the check, I noticed the check didn't have no numbers on it like that, for real. So I told her, I said,
right,
that check right there, that's a fake check. And the bank who the check was with, it was who I had my baby fat card through, that JP Chase Morgan Bank. So I told her, I said, you know what, he lying to you off top. Then he's supposed to have been coming to see her. Okay, told her that he was going to fly in to see her. And then he told her it's going to take 34 hours. I said he was coming from Nigeria to the back to the United States. So I told her, I was like, well, hell, he must finna fly around the damn world and back, because it don't take no 13 hours to come from Nigeria back to the States. And I told her exactly where he was going to be flying into if he did come. He was going to either be flying into the JFK in Atlanta, or the one in New York, or the one in New Jersey. So, yeah, man, but to make a long story short, like I said, he done talked all this crap, and I love you, your husband this and your husband that. He's supposed to came, okay? He didn't come. And I saved her from looking like an asshole from going to the airport, because he told her the date that he was coming in. I said, all right, I'm going to call the airport, the Regis Airport in the Dothan, Alabama area, and see what time that plane's supposed to come in. So there was no plane that was going to be coming in at 5:45 that morning. Okay, mm-hmm. If that wasn't enough. Okay, she got back, and she never corresponded with this guy over the phone. Everything was done through the Yahoo Instant Messenger. So mm-hmm. I was telling her, I was like, okay, this is crazy. You need to leave this man alone. So now I'm tapping over into her damn emails playing Detective Private Eye Miss Kane, you know what I'm saying? And she's sending him emails, you know what I'm saying? When I had told her that he wasn't hitting on shit, she's telling him that she really don't care about what I got to say. But I just done saved your stupid ass from going to the airport, and he wasn't even there. And make it so bad, he wasn't going to even come to the airport by himself. He was coming with this quote-unquote son who was going to fly from Rome and meet him in Nigeria, and then they was going to fly back to the United States. But anyway, to go on with the story, he ended up telling her that he had her open up a Bank of America account. Okay, that's who I bank with. And the closest Bank of America accounts to Alabama is the ones that's like in Georgia and in Florida and little places like that or whatever. I'm thinking it might be one in Birmingham, but I don't know. So she come get me, call me up the night before, tell me, what are you doing the next day? I said, well, Comcast is supposed to be coming over here because something is wrong with my system. And they're supposed to be coming and checking it. She thought I was in the ride with her way to damn Tallahassee, which is like an hour and a half away from where we stay, which ain't that far, but still. Just to go down there and to try to pull out $900 up out the bank. So she went to this bank that I used to bank with up in Dothan. Okay. She go to the bank. She tried to take the $900 out. The account said that she called the 1-800 number because she couldn't get it out. So now she mad. She frustrated. I said, give me the card. Let me call them. When I call, okay, the account was overdrawn, $900+. What him and somebody did, some fool, they done tapped into somebody's account over in the United States, and they done took out $900, put it into her account, and then they took it right back out. But you know what happened? They got a wire transfer that monitors any type of activity with wire transfer online, and they intercept all that shit, all of it. And the feds, I'm talking about people that I wouldn't even think got in on this. She almost went to jail. And his excuse for when he didn't show up was because he got into a car accident. And she talking about, well, I've been talking to his son, Mark. I said, how in the hell do they got any laptops over in the hospital in Nigeria? But he lied, told her he was a contractor. He had, his limo driver was this and that, you know what I'm saying, took him wherever he needed to go and all this crap. But like I told her, you are older, and they prey on older women. And you have to be careful. And she's an old horny something, honey, to be in her 60s because she in good health. But at the same time, don't be freaking stupid. And I just think that she was stupid. She was so quick to try to find somebody that she could possibly fall in love, because we talking about somebody that has been married for three different times. All her husbands have died before her. So it's like, okay, you got to go through this type. You got to go through these type of measures now.
Well, the only thing I can say to that, you know, to anybody who was somebody from Nigeria, those African countries over there, and sometimes they be in other places, but basically they're from Nigeria, is to send them to your spam. I used to open them sometime and just, you know, saying, what is wrong with these people? They're absolutely crazy. So when I see something that doesn't even have me addressed, you know, to whatever, I just send it right to spam because I know that, you know, they say this is Miss So-and-so, greetings, I'm sick and my husband died, left me all this money and you can get it and I don't want any of it, I'm going to give the rest to charity. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the best thing for you to do is when you get those types of letters in your email is to delete them or even send them to spam. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it's just something how people use the internet for just all these crazy things. When the internet is really a good thing, because I have been on the internet and I've done a lot of research about different things on the internet. I've done a lot of things on the internet that were beneficial to me. You see what I'm saying?
Too.
And you know, if people would use it like that, then you know, it wouldn't be no problem. But you got the people that basically
abuse it.
Yeah, that misuse it and abuse it. And, you know, that's sad. I was on one site and somebody had put up something how you could, if you went to this other site and you put your name in there, all this information will come up about you. But they said it was a way that you could delete it. But I'm just saying, who in the world sat around and thought of that? You know, to get information from people.
Somebody is always out here trying to get over on somebody. And, you know, like, okay, I'm having an issue for everybody that don't know that's on my Facebook wall or whatever. I done forgot my password because my stuff is automatically set to whatever I'm affiliated with. So today my homegirl over here, and she trying to prove a point, so she logs up out of my doggone Facebook thing to go into her Facebook page, and now I can't get back into mine. But the security measures that you have to go through to get back into your crap is ridiculous. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, the internet can be your best friend. You just got to know how to use it, and you can't be
yeah.
stupid. And I don't understand how some people get caught up with, you know what I'm saying, sitting up on a computer trying to come up with devious things, because, hell, if that was the case,
right.
I would have been paying about 50 million.
Right, sending viruses. And that's another thing, people sending viruses to people. You know,
yeah.
what is that all about? You know, shutting somebody's computer down, people you don't even know. Because I was on Facebook, and this young lady, I don't know if she, I really don't think she did it, but somebody probably tapped into her account and put this bogus website up to go to. So I'm thinking, you know, it's okay because I forgot the name of it because it didn't even sound harmful or anything. I opened it, girl, all these different pages started popping up. I hurried up and closed my computer down. I turned it off because that was a virus. You know, people just sit around and have nothing better to do than to send viruses to people's computers, and that's sad.
Yeah, but they do it because I don't know if it's like a natural high, but I think the majority of the time, because first of all, you can take a picture and whoever from your cell phone, and you can upload that to the internet, and that still can be bad for the simple fact you don't know what megabytes is feeding off of from your cell phone. Your cell phone can have different viruses and stuff in it that you are unaware of.
Right.
And then you caught up in the crying game.
Right, and then also putting pictures on the internet can be a little bit dangerous, too. They have this site called Hater or something, and this guy has this site. And what happened is somebody had went on this girl's page, put her picture on his page, you know, and he wrote all kind of demeaning stuff about this woman. Now, he didn't know her. He didn't know her from a hole in the ground. But his site was... I can't even remember. I think it was called Haters. And he was on, what's that show? Dr. Phil. And he was asking him, how would you like that if somebody did that to you? So he said, well, you know, people don't know me, you know, but if it happened, it just happened. But you can't think like that. Everybody doesn't think like that because, number one, this girl had lost a job behind it, and people was actually looking at her differently because he said that she was a slut, she was easy, this and that. And all this, he didn't even know her.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people had these different sites up. It's also another site I've called Madison, and it's a real pretty name. But this site is about cheaters, for people who want to cheat. You go on there, and, you know, you can hook up with somebody who's married or somebody's in a relationship to cheat.
Yep.
And, you know, that's very destructive as far as I'm concerned, because you're breaking up somebody's marriage, or, you know, not to say that if they didn't go on there, it wouldn't happen, but you're giving them carte blanche when they can just sit in their computer and say, well, I think I want to be with this person tonight. I want to be with this person tomorrow night. You know, so that's not good either.
Mm-mm.
You know, some of these communities on the internet are just not good, but it's nothing that anything can be done about it. Just the people have to pick and choose what they want to do on the internet. You know, just don't feed into all these negative things that are on the internet. Because
right.
There's a lot of negative things on the internet. Trust and believe that. But, you know, you just have to be a person who, if you go in there to take care of some business, you know, because I have my business on there. I have my books on there and my accounts on there and stuff like that. But I wouldn't dare try to build a website for destruction or a negative mood. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's because you're not that type of person. But it's many people out here that is just evil for no damn reason. They evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
love to see evil stuff going on. Because,
mm-hmm.
number one, they not happy within themselves. Or they trying to do something to benefit from what it is that they doing. Because
mm-hmm.
just like, I don't understand why, going back to that dude, why do you feel like you got the need? Because like I told her, there is no son. It is him playing the role of two people. You have never talked to both of these people at the same time. So why would
mm-hmm.
you even think? And then he came, after they stopped talking, he kept trying to hit her up because she finally stopped talking to him or whatever. Because a friend of mine told me that she had sent the man $2,500. I was like, I hope that she didn't do that. I really hope that she didn't do that. And I didn't tell her right away that I knew it. I ended up finding him with a Facebook page. And I requested him as a friend, and he already knew who I was, you know what I'm saying? Because she was like, well, my goddaughter. But he went on ahead and accepted my request anyway, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I never hit him up with no messages, but I did send him an email. I said, you are a common thief, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself for sitting up here prying on the elderly and prying on women that are weak-minded.
Mm-hmm. But they don't care. They do not care. And then another thing, people feed into these things behind greed. You know, they figure, well, you know, because they send out. And this is another thing. If you ever, somebody ever tells you that you won the lottery, but you have to send them money for this and that, that's another scam. Because I've seen people on the court television talking about the people had sent them. they had sent them a check to cash, and to send them, like if they send them a check for $3,000, they tell them to send them $2,000 back, and they can keep the $1,000. Then they'll send them the rest of the money. But the check is bogus. But once it goes to the bank and you get that money out of there, you are responsible for paying that money back.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
people with all this stuff going on, it's on the news, it's in the media. If you still sitting up being that damn stupid, then you ought to get what's coming to you. Cause that's
just
ridiculous.
Called greed. It's
no,
greed.
I'm saying about people who don't understand or not paying attention. If you still sitting up here and you allowing somebody to just send you something and you think that shit is real or whatever, or letting them ask you for all kind of money and all this stuff, and you try to feed over into it, you stupid. Because it's been out here in the media for years and years. Because my thing is, even though I've met a couple people off of the internet, baby, I ain't never tried to mess with nobody up out no foreign country, because you got to know that it's a lie. They ain't finna keep it real because they after something, a green card or something.
Yep.
But I'm sorry for the ones that almost fell victim to it, or for the ones that have fell victim to it. You got to be sorry, ho. I mean, not be sorry. Don't be sorry, ho. Be careful.
That's true. You got to be, because if you're not, you definitely will be taken advantage of. And, just when you see them red flags go up, pay attention to them. They're going up for a reason. Somebody sends you an email telling you you inherited something. Like I said, spam it or delete it because it's not true. It's not true. Somebody sends you.
I get them to this day.
Yeah, I do too. And what I do, when I first started getting them, I was reading them. Then I said, wait a minute, these people don't know me. So then, girl, I used to send them back such nasty messages back and tell them, if you send me another one of these emails, I will come to your country and look for you. So then it got to a point where I wasn't receiving them. But, ever so often, one will slip through, but, honey, I just delete it or spam it. I'm talking about this is Miss Dorothy, and I'm so sick. If you're so sick, I'm not a doctor.
Right. You better use some of that millions and billions of dollars that your ass got to go find the nearest doctor.
But see, then, like I said, some people, because it was a thing on, what show was that? I'm always watching television. But this guy, he was being scammed. This guy kept telling him to send money for this and send money for that. He sent over $50,000. All of his pension money. He spent up every dime of his pension money because they was telling him that some type of scam they was running. But even his daughter was telling him, Dad, they're stealing your money. He said, no, they're gonna send it. He spent every dime, all of his pension money, and he didn't get nothing. I'm not sending nobody no money overseas in the mail. I don't even really like to send my bill collectors money. So I'm not going to be sending no money to nobody overseas that I don't know, and a scam at that. I used to always get these lottery things from Australia and all this and that, and they, send this thing, you fill this out, and you win this money, you win it cash, no taxes and all this and that. And one time I sent them, I think it was where you could send them like $20, $50. So I sent them $20. Why they sent me back a little scratch off that I had won a dollar? I said, oh, okay, no problem. That's the one and only $20 you'll ever get out of me.
I bet they were like, we got her.
But it never happened again. There's something else that goes on the internet where you have these, what do you call them, these credit cards. Don't put your information on the internet, your Social Security number and all that kind of stuff on the internet, because, number one, you're not supposed to do that. You don't know who's behind it. They have these pages that look professional, like it actually came from a bank. As a matter of fact, I got an email on here talking about we need your account number because something happened with the bank. And I didn't even have an account with that bank. I think it was Bank of America, and it looked really professional. But then they had sent out something saying that if you see this, it is not coming from the bank. It's a scam, because once they get your Social Security number, your address, and all that stuff, then it's on for them. They're gonna go and have a good time opening credit accounts in your name, doing just about any and everything that they can in your name because you've given your Social Security number. Your Social Security number is everything. That's all they need is your Social Security number.
That's why I don't believe in trying to do people. Oh, do your credit. I see so many shows on BTR about getting your finances straight. Make sure your credit is good. Man, I keep my credit fucked up because, excuse my friends, but you ain't going to steal my identity. Because if you do, you're going to bring it back. My credit score gonna come up, honey. When you try to get something in my name, it's gonna be like, nigga, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, you just have to be very careful on the internet and, you know, just take your time. If it's something you don't know, because I basically, when I first started on the computer, I didn't know nothing. I was green as an apple. And, you know, I've been, you know, learning different things from my grandson, my nephew, you know, anybody who will teach me something, I'm learning it, because there's a lot of things I don't know, you know, but I know enough not to get scammed on the internet anymore. I know enough not for anybody to lure me out of my comfort zone, you know, and I know enough to let people know what to do when they get these scams and how to, you know, when these red flags go up, what to look for, you know.
Right.
If somebody sends you an email and they don't have an address to you, they don't know you. And be careful in emails that you open too, because sometimes emails have viruses in them.
All the time.
E-cards and different things like that. You have to be very careful, you know, of what you even open in your email.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
some people don't understand that. Well, why I can't? Well, you'll see in the long run. You have to sometimes experience is the best teacher. But that's why we are trying to put this information out there for some of you dummies that still don't know about nothing. And it ain't that you're dumb. It's just that the point that you ain't trying to pay attention to stuff. But that's why we are here to inform you guys.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, keep your eyes open and, you know, be very cautious of, you know, different communities you go in, different information you put on the internet, and God forbid, watch your children on the internet. Don't let them be on the internet, you know, just having a field day, because you don't know what's going on. You don't know who they're communicating with. And if something happens, the first thing will come out your mouth, I should have kept a close watch on her. You know, do that from jump. I mean, don't let your children tell you that it's their business and they had their privacy. The only way they would have their privacy, and then again, they still wouldn't have their privacy if they're living in your home. You're keeping a roof over their head, putting food in their mouth, clothing them. They don't have any privacy. They get their privacy when they get their own place.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, in your business.
Right, because those guys that did that Columbine thing, had them bombs and stuff, they went on the internet. They have everything on. You can go on the internet and find out how to make bombs. You can go on the internet and find out just anything. They even had a site on there. This was a few years ago, where you could go in there and get this reefer. I don't know what kind it was. It was some type of synthetic reefer that you could buy off the internet. I mean, just basically anything you can, get off the internet.
Hannah,
so I'm quite
that's
sure.
The difference between white parents and black parents, and this is no disrespect, but see, white parents, y'all are more lenient with y'all kids.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Grandma be all up in your business. Where you finna go?
Mm-hmm.
What you finna do? What you back there in that room for? You been back there too long. Get your ass up here. Sit down. What? Grandma, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You working your nerves, lady. But I thank God that I had a grandmama like that, because you know what? Like I always put out here, I was raised up with my mother, and some things I just learned, a lot of things I learned on my own. There was nobody there to tell me. It was somebody, but a lot of stuff, thank you for television. Because when I watch Lifetime, honey, and sit back and see how people like, you know, our Caucasian friends, they would do anything for money. Insurance scams, whether they got to get you on the internet or in person, honey, they going to do it. They crazy.
Yep. And that's, you know, that's it. That is it, you know. You just got to keep your eyes open and, you know, be aware and, you know, keep your children safe. You know, because even though they are our future, some of them, because I can't say all children are our future, but some of our kids are our future, and we want to keep them safe and, you know, have them educated, There's nothing wrong with your child being on the internet. I did not say not to let your child be on the internet, but as far as like in those communities, MySpace, Facebook, this place, that place, if they're going to be on there, at least monitor them. Have their password and their username. Monitor them every time that they're on there. Make sure you know what they're saying, who they're saying it with, who's communicating with them. And that way, if something should happen, you can say, oh, well, she was just last talking to Billy, so I'm going to call Billy. You know, because if you don't know what your kids are doing, they sneaking out all hours of the night, somebody they met over the internet, and then you wake up in the morning, your daughter, the police knocking on your door telling you they found your daughter dead or your son dead, you know, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It is too late. And all these little girls that putting those provocative pictures of yourself on the internet, all I got to say is beware.
And I want to say something too about that. It ain't just some little girls. It's grown-ass women.
That's true. But the thing I'm trying to say is an adult basically is, you know, can basically fend things off. But a child, a 12 or 13-year-old girl with a provocative picture on there, some guy will, you know, approach her, you know, send her an email, let's meet here, meet them there, and she's looking like a 20-year-old woman. And then sometimes they even lie about their age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, you're true. It's right. The grown women as well. And sometimes they get offended when a guy sends them an email saying unprofessional things to them. They get offended.
But they are to blame. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a fan. They are the ones to blame for it. I am a fan of a person, a woman dressing sexy, but know how to dress sexy and keep it classy. You don't want
right.
to be on, because to me, that's just like a lot of people always talking about, well, I got such and such many followers on Twitter and on Facebook and MySpace and all this crap. Yeah, because you got to go and advertise yourself. I'm not advertising
mm-hmm.
nothing. You see me fully clothed. I know how to be sexy. And what I'm showing myself to y'all for? What
yeah.
am I doing that for? You're not
yeah.
my man.
Attention.
So you don't need to
yeah,
see what my titties look like or my butt. First thing dudes want to ask you on the internet, what your ass looking like? What your penis looking like? I'm just going off topic, but I'm just saying.
But, you know, they just have the different things that are going on the internet that basically are not necessary. Because if you're dressing provocatively and putting those pictures on the internet and there's somebody saying something really nasty back to you, I mean, you basically set yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get mad.
I'm by the blame. Mm-mm.
Because if you have your breasts hanging out and stomach hanging out and skirt up to your navel and a guy going to say something nasty to you, well, it must look nasty to him.
That's because you deserve what you get, what you put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like we always talk about, what's her name? Corinne, Stephen, what's her name?
Corinne
Superhead.
Stephon.
Y'all
yes,
know who?
Corinne Stephon, yeah.
Her. Okay, honey. You cannot have been a hoe all your life and then you coming back trying to preach the word of God. Ain't nobody listening to you. That's just like when a rapper go and start doing gospel, honey. You can't come back to the rap game. We don't want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah, you got to basically be, you know, either you're going to be one way or the other.
Folks are just retarded nowadays. I really don't know what to say about them, but they truly are. They retarded, and they do retarded things. And like I said, you can't get mad. It's not that I'm sitting up here trying to judge nobody because I'm not perfect. But at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, I'm not stupid either because I sit back and I watch stuff. I do. I watch stuff all day long because experience is the best teacher. And I had to learn some things myself about the internet, honey. But one thing about it, when I learned it, it was already programmed in the mind. That's why I am not with that bull crap. I ain't with it by far. Sure is
mm-hmm.
not.
Yep. What you got to do is just say to yourself, do I want to be in this community? What I want to do in it? You know, go on and do what you got to do. get off of it. You know, I've seen people on Facebook actually arguing with each other, and people on Facebook putting their personal business out there. You know, what is that all about? You know, true, we don't know you, but the fact of the matter is, why are you putting your business on Facebook?
Because some people, you know, like my homegirl, I was talking to her tonight, and she was like, Kane, did you see such and such about somebody put a picture up with them kissing their boyfriend and stuff? I said, honey, because a lot of this stuff is a facade. Like, I thought one of my quote-unquote people that I socialized with was getting married. And then the day when my homeboy come over, somebody that she used to talk to, now all of a sudden it's a promissory ring. Are you serious? So we done went from your junk being a damn engagement ring to a promissory ring. Now, don't try to change up, honey. Don't do it. But these people put their whole life on Facebook. And I know a lot of times people probably say, Kane, negative. I sure do say some negative stuff on Facebook, and I'm going to keep on saying it because y'all need to stop being stupid. And I'm finna do me a massive cleanup on there because some of these people on my Facebook, you ain't nothing but a fan or somebody trying to be nosy, and I got to get y'all tail
right,
up off of my crap.
They're basically friend collectors. They're friend collectors. They don't really get on there to communicate. They just want to have so many friends. You know, everybody wants to have 5,000 friends and this and that. For what? Because you can't communicate with all them people, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, I try to keep my, I cleaned up my Facebook a lot, too, and I'm still going to go back in there and clean it up some more because people that don't communicate don't even stop by to say hi or anything, you know. So, for what? Well, we have 3 minutes left in the show. Hope you guys got something out of this show tonight. If you didn't, you can listen to the archives and, you know, really let it get into you. Also, my next show next Friday is going to be Friday Night Slow Jams, and it's going to be a special time, 10 p.m. And my show, February the 4th, I'm having a special guest, The Next Level. You don't want to miss that show. This guy is a spoken word artist, and he is so sensual and erotic, and he's going to be talking about how women can help heal themselves through meditation and positive affirmations. So you don't want to miss that. That's February the 4th. That show will be at 11 p.m. Ms. Kane, you have any closing remarks, or you want to tell them about your show?
Y'all can find me at MissKane808@gmail.com. Delicious is my co-host. Monday night, we're going to do celebrity gossip as always. And then Tuesday night, we're going to be talking about is it okay to still support your ex, being ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-husbands, and ex-wives. So we're going to be talking about that Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we're going to be talking about men who claim they don't pay for coochie, because you know you do. And that's what it is. Ow. Bow.
Yeah. So, like I said, we have 1 minute left, and I'd like to thank all everybody who's listening. I'd like to thank Rhea in the chat room. I'm sorry we had technical difficulties starting off the show. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but it's all good, you know. So with that being said, I appreciate you guys. Ms. Kane, you have a beautiful night, and I'm getting ready to get off here and do something. I don't know what, but thanks, everybody.
Good night.
You have a good night. Thank you, Ms. Kane. Good night, everybody.
You're welcome. Good night, darling.
Good night.